News Talk 580 WTCM. It is 10 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 17th. It's National Cherry Cobbler Day. Yes, it is, Colleen. And we are going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show.
Definitely in my top five desserts.
Cherry cobbler, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Bonnie Pintozzi is here with the Travel Authority. She is the Travel Authority.
Well, thank you, Crystal. I appreciate that. But the Travel Authority is nothing without our wonderful, wonderful, what we call our partners in travel. And we have one of our best on the air this morning. We have the president of Contiki Vacations.
Okay? Contiki.
Contiki Vacations. It's a fun word to say. And
it is.
More
I've been saying it all morning.
To experience as a traveler. So good morning, Melissa Del Silva. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you bet. And we really appreciate you coming on. Let's just get right into it. Who is Contiki? Because, you know, I'm looking, I know, and Crystal and Colleen know, because we've all taken a grand look at this, too. But who is Contiki?
Well, Contiki is the world's largest travel organization who's been designing trips exclusively for 18 to 35-year-olds. So it's really a social travel experience. And we've got 300 trips across more than 50 countries, and you can go for anywhere from 4 to 56 days, and we take care of all the planning so that the travelers can just have a great time and focus on making memories.
So, Melissa, when we talk about all the destinations, and we'll get into that as well, is what makes you so different?
Well, the thing is that for 55 years, all we've really done is focus on that young adult traveler. So our trips really have activities that are geared specifically for them to make sure that they have an amazing time and that the inclusions are there that they want. And they have the option for a lot of free time in the trips as well so that they can really make the experience their own. But as I mentioned before, it's really that social experience. So all of our trips are group trips. And there's going to be people from all over the world. So not only do our travelers get to visit new places and experience new cultures, but they get to meet people from around the world as well and experience their cultures as well.
And when we look at the typical Contiki traveler, okay, we see the young professionals out there. We see students. We see the solo travelers, which is wonderful. It's perfect for a Contiki vacation. We see couples, and we see something called gifters.
Gifters.
Gifters. Crystal's looking at me going, what does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean, Melissa?
Yeah, it's a fun term. So mm-hmm. We have a lot of parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, basically anybody who has that, you know, 18 to 35-year-old in their life who is maybe having a celebration, whether it's a graduation or, you know, maybe they've just gotten engaged and their family wants to do something special for them and they've decided to give the gift of travel. We know that the young adults today, they really value experiences more than material possessions. And so this is a great way to, you know, help them experience the world by, you know, sending them on a Contiki trip.
And there are a lot of trips or kind of the top trips that you're seeing, too, for graduates. What are they?
Well, our Discoverer trips are fantastic for people who are going out of the country for the first time. So at Contiki, we do have 8 different types of travel styles because we do know that no two travelers are the same. But anybody who's, you know, recently graduating, they kind of want what we would call a sampler platter, for lack mm-hmm. of a better term. And so our Discoverer trips really allow them to see many destinations in a short amount of time. So our most popular trip is our European Discovery, and it hits 9 countries in 13 days. And so it's really, you're on the go all the time, but you get to see those major bucket list destinations and the highlights of really everything that Europe has to offer.
And you also, a traveler can expect on a Contiki trip, you have the trip manager, you have all these different things because you've taken care of all the hassle, all that, and the me time that you have. So describing that to us, you know, to our listeners can understand all of that.
Absolutely. Anybody can really book a trip online, but it does take a huge amount of investment in terms of time and energy to plan that perfect trip. And so we try to take that hassle out of it for our travelers. So all of our trips are going to include your accommodation, your transportation. We use amazing coaches to get you from point A to point B. They're super modern Wi-Fi, charging stations, sound systems. Like I mentioned before, we include entry to the major sites. Me time is that free time that we've allowed for our travelers to really craft that unique trip on their own. But the really special ingredient that we think makes a Contiki is our team and our people. And so all of our trips are going to have a trip manager who's highly trained and skilled in not only giving them the information that they want to know about the destination that they're visiting, but also in just making sure that everybody has a fantastic time and feels that they're very well taken care of. And of course, a very well-trained and professional driver to make sure that they're safely getting from destination to destination.
And Melissa, there are some really hot new destinations as well. Can you kind of give us an overview of some of those that you're seeing?
Yeah, every year we're looking and doing research and adding new trips. And this year, some of our hottest destinations are Iceland, which has been off the charts popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it might have to do a little bit with Game of Thrones and the fact that it's done some filming there. And people just love the idea of visiting, you know, locations of their favorite sets. But it is a beautiful, beautiful country. And the trip there is about 4 days and hits all the major highlights. The other one that is super popular is the Adriatic and the Balkans. Croatia is a major hotspot. And I love the trip that goes through the Balkans because you really get the best of all worlds. It's Old City Dubrovnik, which is just a beautiful walled city on the Adriatic. You get to go down to Montenegro, some beautiful beach destinations, into Sarajevo, where, of course, you know, it was war-torn only a short time ago, and you can really see how it's rebuilt itself. Coming back up through beautiful, gorgeous Budapest, and then back into Croatia where we go through the Plitvice National Parks, which is stunning natural beauty, and then down through Split again in Croatia, which is another beach destination. So you sort of get the best of the culture, the city, the beach, the parks. I just really love that trip, and I think most of America agrees with me because that trip is extremely popular.
Yeah. The other thing that we see are you've got a lot of different countries, and you'll look like, okay, now here's the top trips. So if I look at an Asian adventure, or if I look at Thai Island Hopper, you got to love those things because I know that we have a lot of clients who actually enjoy the Asian experience, and you've got Japan Unraveled. You've got all of these, Vietnam, all these different experiences that are popular as well, correct?
Yeah, Asia is a very quickly growing destination for us, and we're adding new countries each year. Japan is the hottest new destination for sure. Mm-hmm. And this year we, in addition to our normal Japan trip, also added a Japan ski trip. So we've got something for everybody in Japan. The thing I love about the ski trip is it's not just skiing. It's 10 days of getting to visit beautiful Japan and then 4 days of skiing in just right in the middle. So it's not all ski. You get to do a little bit of sightseeing and a little bit of ski.
Now, as you look through a lot of this, and as we're talking about it, because you have a wonderful Hawaii trip, so some of our listeners might be saying, okay, so are there any closer to home or
right.
Anything like that? You've got incredible Hawaii going on, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of trips throughout the U.S. that are fantastic, and Hawaii is our latest. And the thing I love about this one is it's not going to be your typical sort of lay on the beach and just relax for 9 days, although that is fantastic, and there's plenty of time built in for the beach relaxation. But there's going to be a lot of activities built in. So whether it's hiking, biking, kayaking, surf lessons, there's going to be a little bit of activity for everybody on this particular trip. And we hit 3 islands. So I think it's going to be one that people are just going to love.
And it's funny because when we talk about, okay, so you can do your honeymoon and everything like that, you call it Contiki Moon. You know, I love it because, you know, we know that planning the weddings are stressful. But they're all so different moments and things that, you know, suggestion and what you can do as far as helping us plan a honeymoon vacation as well.
Absolutely. I know my husband's not one for sitting still for a long amount of time. And so I think Contiki is a great option for those couples who've maybe already done a few of those relaxing, you know, Caribbean getaways and they want to do something a little bit more adventurous for their honeymoon. The other thing that we think Contiki would be great for is maybe that 1 year anniversary. So maybe you do want to chill out and relax for your honeymoon, but when you celebrate your anniversary, maybe you do want to do something a little bit more active.
You know, Melissa, I wanted to talk a little bit about the way, you know, obviously this is marketed for exclusively 18 to 35-year-olds. And when I look at the marketing, and Bonnie has given me a couple of pieces here, including the big Kahuna package, which we were just talking about. But part of what I find this to be really intriguing, especially for that millennial generation, is that you literally spell out everything they need to know. They need to know all of the nights they have, what meals are included, what are the inclusions when it comes to where you're going, mm-hmm. what are the me time optionals, and you do it so well that I'm looking at this going, oh, wow, this is exactly what an 18 to 35-year-old would want, you know, to hold mm-hmm. on to be able to know where they're going.
Exactly.
Yep, we try to take all that hassle out, like I said before, and The thing that I think is interesting about Contiki is about 85% of our travelers are first-time travelers. They may have traveled with their parents or maybe a school group, but in terms of traveling on their own, 85% their first time is with us. And so we really do try to make sure that we've answered all of their questions and, you know, left no stone unturned so that they feel comfortable relaxing and having an amazing time. And if their parents or grandparents did gift it to them, that they feel comfortable knowing that we're taking care of their loved ones as well.
And it's interesting, if you look at the different ways to travel with Contiki, you did mention, you know, the discover, you know, see it all, do it all those. But you also have, if you are somebody who wants to explore by day, live it up by night, high energy type of trip, correct?
Correct. We love that one. It's for our 24-hour traveler, we like to call it. So that person who's looking to experience the nightlife as well as all those iconic sites. So for somebody who definitely has a lot of energy and is looking to see what it's all about.
And then if you want to go in-depth, explore those, you know, culturally curious, which there's so many of our travelers really want to experience a culture of their destination. You have that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We find that a lot of our travelers who are going back to a destination because they just loved it are looking for that more in-depth experience, something that offers them more local food, more local guides, you know, inclusions of that nature so that they can really get a feel for what that destination is all about. And so those are going to be trips that focus on just one region. So whether that's just going to Spain or just our Simply Italy trip, for example, or perhaps just Peru or Vietnam. Our trips all around the world, we do have these in-depth explorer trips that focus on that one region and really give the traveler a good indication of what that country or that region is all about.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know we don't always talk about pricing on this show because you can't really put a price on the value of travel sometimes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm at your website and we know that you get these incredible valuable discounts and things like that because you work with partners like the Travel Authority. But I'm looking at this and thinking of graduation coming up and thinking this is incredibly doable for someone as a gift, giving the gift of travel because you're sending somebody to go experience something. And how are you able to keep those costs so economically low?
Well, we, like I said, have been doing it for about 55 years, and so we do have long-standing relationships with many of the partners in the countries that we work in, and so that really helps, definitely. The other thing that really helps us secure the great rates on hotels is the fact that we do move, you know, almost 100,000 passengers a year, and so therefore we have a lot of buying power when it comes to putting in those room block reservations and making sure that we're getting the best value for our clients. But I think the most important thing really is the longstanding relationships that we have and the fact that, you know, many of the partners that we work with today, we really have been working with for multiple generations. And so we don't just have a working relationship, we have a personal relationship. And so they're as committed to our clients as we are.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And just to think about giving that gift of travel, knowing when somebody graduates high school, graduates college, whatever it might be, and you hand them this incredible package to Contiki to do whatever it is that they want to do. I think that's fantastic.
Right. That customization and what Contiki is all about. It's making sure that you see what you want to see and you get the opportunity if you want to see it all. You even do camping. Now, we live in an area that is, you know, we love our area of camping and things, but you do camping as well as one of these discoveries.
We do. When we started out, that was how we originally began our trips, with camping through Europe. And so we've stayed true to our roots. We've kept all of our camp, not all of our, but many of our camping trips. And so we have several itineraries. They clearly only run in the summer, but they go through Europe, and they're a little bit longer, anywhere from sort of 3 to 5 weeks. And it's a really neat way to see Europe, because you still get to go into the cities and see the sights, but you do stay off-site at these fabulous campgrounds that do have really good facilities. So it's in a tent. It's definitely camping, but there are shower facilities. There's usually pools. There's even discos and clubs at some of the campground facilities, because of course there's, you know, a couple of hundred people that will stay at the campgrounds. And so they tend to be very fun social events. But at the same time, if you want to escape into nature and just hang out, you know, by the campsite, then that's absolutely something that a lot of our travelers choose to do. So it's a great way to see Europe in a way that many people don't get to experience it.
You know, when we talk about that, the backpacking through Europe or whatever be the case, you've got so many different ways that people can not just do that on a whim or whatever. You've got to, because I think sometimes you just miss things if you don't know those little nuances about destinations and the cultures and everything. And you bring that free spirit all together at Contiki.
Yeah, it's so true. And we train our trip managers extensively. They go through an insane amount of training so that really any question that our travelers might have, they're either going to know the answer or know exactly where to find out the answer. So they're almost like walking, talking guidebooks. And so rather than having to spend a lot of time figuring out how to get, say, from the train station to your hostel, and then to figure out in each city, what are the highlights, what should I see, all of that is taken care of for you. And you can really focus on just absorbing, you know, the beauty and the wonder of whatever destination that you're in. And if you do happen to pass something, whether it's, you know, a gorgeous building or, you know, a monument on a hill, rather than just saying, oh, that's a pretty building, somebody's there to tell you why that building is significant and, you know, why it's important to that particular region.
This is fantastic. And just even navigating the website and having an idea of where you can go is wonderful.
I don't want to end this interview or this time together, Melissa, without talking about the sun, sea, sand, and adventure. Because that, you know, feeling of the wind in your hair, what is that one?
We have some amazing sailing and cruise trips, primarily in Europe, but we also have some in Australia. And we like to say that for these, your transportation is your accommodation, which is kind of a funny way to think about it, but you stay on the vessels. And so we have some very interesting modes of transportation, such as we'll use a Turkish gullet boat for our Turkey sailing option. We do some amazing sailing around Greece where you are literally helping skipper the boat. Not that you need experience. We'll teach you everything you need to know, and it's very safe, and we have professionals on board, but it is fun to really dig in and get your hands into the mix if you want to do that. And for these particular trips, they're slightly smaller groups, so they're anywhere from sort of 8 to 30 people. And you do sleep on the boat. There's a cook that's on the boat with you, and so they're able to eat really fresh local ingredients every day. And the thing that I love about these trips is that they get to go into the small port towns that you can't really get to easily via coach or motor car. So, again, these people get to experience a part of Europe or, say, the Whitsundays in Australia that really the typical tourist doesn't really get to see. And they are so relaxing. If you can imagine sort of just jumping off the boat into the Mediterranean when
Seriously.
You're hot. Yeah.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Is it this? I know. You're looking at the web.
I am. Exactly. I've been obsessed. Yeah.
We could go on for hours, Melissa, but unfortunately, all good things do have to eventually come to an end. And, you know, we started this out by talking about social travel experiences designed exclusively for 18 to 35-year-olds, no younger, no older, everything in between. Mm-hmm. Melissa, you did that with us, so thank you for joining us, and we appreciate everything you all do at Contiki.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You know, all I'm thinking right now is I should have taken advantage of this while I still could. Oh my gosh, I'm just a couple years too late. That's what it comes down to. But this is an incredible idea for that. Like we said, those graduation gifts. If you have young people getting married, get them, you know, to a Contiki trip, but do that through the travel authority.
We are trained in this as well. We have all of these programs to make sure you understand it.
Well, Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
Coca-Cola.